Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It ain't the left side or the right side, then it must be the fin side. It ain't the left side or the right side.
Good evening, Dolphins fans. Welcome to another episode of On the Fin Side with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the Fansided Network and FinFanatic.com. The Dolphins draft Liam Eichenberg, 42nd overall in the NFL draft. They trade up from 50 to 42, give up a third round pick in the 2022 NFL draft to acquire Eichenberg services here. And this is somebody, if you watch in college football, you've seen a lot of, if you watch offensive line play. Eichenberg has not allowed a sack in the last 2 years at the left tackle position, but also not the best athlete, and somebody who may not play that same left tackle position that he played at Notre Dame. Could move to right tackle, could move to guard, depending on how the Dolphins want to use him. You know, I think our immediate reaction on the show here, Paul, when Eichenberg was the selection, when the Dolphins went from 50 to 42, we were expecting a different player, not Liam Eichenberg, who's kind of a what you see is what you get type of tackle.
Hey, Dolphins fans. This podcast is brought to you by Danette May and Mindful Health LLC, featuring Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo Foods line, Cacao Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing you are doing something good for your body. We start with 100% organic cacao beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining its miraculous health benefits. Then we blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend to make you feel the best you ever have. The result? Fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, removing your cravings, facilitating weight loss, boosting your energy, and reducing your inflammation with one simple drink. Not only that, it is friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. For the last 8 years, we have been a leader in the superfoods market and are proud to have served millions of customers worldwide. We are offering up to 15% off when you use code MINUTE15 at earthechofoods.com/minutemedia. Follow on social media at the Danette May and at Earth Echo Foods.
Yeah, I mean, we were expecting, I believe, I think for both of us there, we were expecting that was going to be a center more than likely. Same with when we get to 81, which I know we'll talk about. The fact that Miami traded up for Eichenberg was almost a head-scratcher at first, but when you dive a little bit deeper, he's not anybody that's going to stand out from a physical profile. I mean, he's got good size, not the most athletic guy, but not only did he not allow a sack the last two seasons, he also only allowed 3 sacks after starting all 13 games at left tackle 3 years ago. And that's, you know, 939 snaps. 2 years ago, he had, you know, 845 snaps, 496 round pass plays, and didn't allow a sack. I mean, and he's not allowing a lot of tackles for loss in the run game. 2 years ago, he only allowed, I think, about 12 quarterback pressures on the year, whether they were hits or just pressures. And then, you know, on a very good offensive line, yeah, he led in pass blocking grade. He led in run blocking grade. So this pick starts to shape up and make a lot of sense, and he plays with a little bit of nastiness.
He's a good football player, and that's kind of the common theme with what the Dolphins got here on day two. I mean, I'm a little bit underwhelmed by the upside of Javon Holland, Liam Eikenberg, and Hunter Long, but no doubt that he's a productive football player. I mean, the guy didn't allow a sack in 2 years. I mean, what else can you say about that? With Austin Jackson at left tackle and Robert Hunt expected to move into right guard, there was that hole at the right tackle spot. It looks like Liam Eikenberg is going to be first in line to challenge Jesse Davis or possibly DJ Fluker for that right tackle spot too. It would be a disappointment if he didn't win that. But I do have some problems with his measurables too. I mean, I'm very disciplined on if you have arm length under 33 inches, it's hard to win at the offensive tackle spot. Liam Eikenberg, his arms are under even 32 and a half. It's hard to win consistently with that. He also had 33 bench reps, which means he's, you know, got that strength too. My fear is that Robert Hunt and Liam Eikenberg are better fits at the offensive guard spot, and the Dolphins are still long-term looking for an offensive tackle.
I don't think they are. I mean, the biggest measurables for me when it comes to Eikenberg is, I know you said it's hard to do those things. Notre Dame played against top competition in college. And they played against a lot of teams with some very good players that went pro. And you've got Eikenberg there, not allowing pressures, throwing down decent run grades. They're able to run off him in space out there at the tackle spot. And I'm not necessarily worried about his ability to perform on game days. I think he comes in as a shaped up product. I think he's going to win this. I mean, I think the starting job's almost his to lose already. Does he blow you away with his measurables? No, but he can have 15 inch arms if he's not allowing pressures and he's allowing them to run. And the fact that he does that, I'm good with him, even though it wasn't the pick that I would have made yet again. I mean, this is the curse. You and I talked about it off air, of going BPA, even if it's not necessarily the position of need. Because you can make an argument that the Dolphins had definitely four starting caliber linemen questionable on the fifth, and it wasn't a tackle.
Yeah, I view him as a high floor type of guy because one comparison I really liked was from Lance Zierlein from NFL.com, and that's Justin Pugh, Justin Pugh is a first round pick back in 2013 of the Giants and was drafted as a tackle, but was moved all around the offensive line and was a very valuable player until injury started to hit. That's how I view Liam Eikenberg, where the odds of him failing out of the league or not being a productive starter in the NFL are basically zero because of the production, because of how he tested out week in and week out there for that Notre Dame offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you're the best player on one of the best offensive lines, there's something to say for that. I mean, and I think you're right. He does have a very high floor. And for me, with that at the tackle spot, that's all you can ask for. And especially when he brings a nasty attitude with it out on the field.
Yeah, and when the trade-up happened, like you said, we thought that it was going to be for a center. Creed Humphrey ended up actually going as one of the last picks in round two. Quinn Miners, one of the last picks in round three. So, you know, the league has really spoken about how they value offensive tackles compared to centers. And the league speaks about that every year when you take a look at the offensive tackle position. I mean, a decent offensive tackle, even a right tackle who's middle of the pack, is probably going to get 10 to 12 a year, where that is typically what the highest paid center gets. You know, Corey Linsley got $13 million a year. So, yes, there are a lot of different ways here. And the big thing is Eichenberg keeps defenders off the quarterback, and he's going to play that right side, you would think, with Robert Hunt.
I'm 99% sure he's going to be the starter at right tackle when we open the year. Not move into that role, but be the starter when we open the year. And that leaves Jesse Davis and DJ Fluker as those rotational players behind the other four non-center offensive linemen here.
Yeah, I mean, there were some other players I would have preferred there at 42, and I wish the Dolphins hadn't traded up from 50 to 42 and kept that third-round pick for next year in their pocket. I would have preferred down instead of trading up and got some additional picks here in that fourth, fifth, sixth round area for tomorrow. But they still got a good football player. And when you take a look now at the Dolphins' first four picks, Jalen Waddle, Liam Eichenberg, Jalen Phillips, and Javon Holland, you're talking about probably four starters, because Javon Holland is probably going to be a nickelback here. And you could argue that the Dolphins, at least on what they drafted, solve their top four needs. At least they've got bodies in there in the first two rounds that can address those needs.
I'd say they solved four of their top six needs, however you want to stack them. I'm not sold that they've solved their need at center, and I'm not sold that they've solved whatever platoon they want to do at running back, because it's very clear at this point they want to do a platoon. The fact that the second the pick came in for Javonte, they were slamming the pick down for Javon Holland. I've got news for you. I don't believe they were actually going Javonte Williams. I think they were eyes locked on Javon Holland the whole time, especially once, you know, Denver traded in front of them thinking they were taking a running back.
And there were eight running backs last year drafted between pick 32 and wherever Antonio Gibson was drafted, I think pick 70, somewhere around there. And the Dolphins weren't one of those teams. They ended up trading for Matt Breida there. So that, yeah, it shows that the Dolphins don't put a lot of stock into the center position or the running back position as much as maybe other Dolphins fans do. So Liam Eichenberg here is the pick at 42nd overall in the NFL draft, and we should see him competing for a starting job here. Overall, Paul, I give the pick a C+, because they traded up, they gave up a resource in the 2022 NFL draft, and I think they may just get an okay player here at right guard or right tackle. So there are other players I would have liked, but so when factoring in the trade, I'm going to go ahead and give him a C+.
I'll give the trade a D. I'll give the selection a B.
Okay. I mean, so right around the same area here.
Yeah, it's I hated the trade, to be honest with you, because I felt like Javon Holland was a guy that was probably going to be there at 50. I felt like Eichenberg was a guy that was probably going to be there at 50. So you could have just taken both of them straight up. More than likely. I mean, we'll never know for sure. But it didn't make any sense to me to make that move up, especially given all of the tackles that were quality tackles that have that high floor as well that would have been available if for some reason you whiffed on Eichenberg.
Yeah, it's not necessarily who the Dolphins took. It's that they didn't trade down, and you know, when they probably could have, and they traded up when they probably shouldn't have. So that's going to do it for our breakdown here of Liam Eichenberg, offensive tackle from Notre Dame. You can follow Paul and I on Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, all of our social media outlets, as well as the Fansided Network and FinFanatic.com. I'm Brian Cat NFL on Twitter. Paul is Fanatic_pick. And if it's not on the right side and it's not on the left side, it is on the fin side.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.